but you definitely blew our budget.
Budgets are meant to budge.
You got everyone a gift, but it wasn't anyone's birthday.
Says the person who gave a coupon as a tip last week.
Well, you bought a chandelier for a one-bedroom flat.
At least I didn't sublet the couch.
It's extra income. And keep it down, Joe is sleeping.
Studies show our relationship with money is formed from the age of 7. That's why our expert Barclays team is here, to help you take control of your money today. Barclays, make money work for you.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
7 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, England's Children's Commissioner says thrill-seeking and mistrust of police were the main reasons young people joined riots last summer. Dame Rachel D'Souza has found far-right influences weren't major drivers for teenagers who were convicted over their involvement. She's also criticised what she called unusually severe charges and sentences that were handed down.
Most of them had no idea how high the tariffs were for these kinds of disorders. They were really shocked by what happened, and most of them were shocked by the experiences they had.
In other news this morning, Donald Trump says the Chinese startup DeepSeek, which has launched a new AI chatbot, should be a wake-up call for America's technology sector. Its release has triggered some US shares to plummet, wiping $1 trillion off leading tech firms. Prostate cancer has become England's most common form of the disease, overtaking breast cancer in the past few years. Prostate Cancer UK has found a 25% increase in cases in the last 5 years, partly down to better awareness. The ex-Premier League referee David Coote has admitted a lifelong struggle to hide his sexuality contributed to him being sacked. In an interview with The Sun, he's revealed fearing the abuse he'd received for being gay. Coote was dismissed last month after video showed him taking drugs and criticising Jurgen Klopp. And more flooding's expected in parts of the country, with a Met Office warning for rain in places of southwest England and Wales. Yesterday, more than 100 people had to be evacuated from their homes in Somerset. Some areas had almost 60 millimetres of rain.
Whoa.
Hello.
Sport.
Championship leaders Leeds have extended their unbeaten run to 12 games now in all competitions, with a goalless draw at Burnley last night. Leeds boss Daniel Farke reckons it's a fair outcome.
Definitely, we've played here a difficult away game against one of the best sides in this league, unbeaten since ages, and then to come away with a point on the road, it's always a good result in this league. Another clean sheet, which is pretty good.
That means Leeds now have a 2-point lead at the top of the table. And England's cricketers are unchanged for this afternoon's must-win third T20 international against India. Joss Butler's side are 2-0 down in the 5-match series.
Weather.
With eBay. Winterproof your vehicle with new batteries and tyres.
Mixture of sunshine and showers across the UK, but hail and thunder possible in the south. Temperatures up to 10 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
We've got a lot of stuff we need to catch up on from what we've been talking about this morning.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Good morning, if you've just woken up. It's 3 minutes past seven. It's the Chris Moyles Show. Hello, I am Chris Moyles, and we're getting straight in on the text. 83936 is our text number. 83936. On the WhatsApp, it's 0330 33 33 100. Whichever one you prefer. WhatsApp, 0330 33 33 100. We were talking about the Robbie Williams movie, Better Man, because we're going to be speaking to Adam Tucker, who sings Robbie Williams' stuff in it. And we've had a text from James saying, guys, there's no monkey in that movie. Monkeys have tails. It's an ape.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, James.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Now, do you want to ruin somebody's day?
Go, no, go on.
Yes or no? It's up to you.
Is it a funny ruin of a day?
It's a picky.
All right, if it's not too serious, then yes.
Tobias has texted in, because we were talking about Dry January earlier. 100% record for Dry January this year. Had a cheeky 0% beer. Not the same, but fills the void.
Well now, done.
Now, am I right in saying...
Oh, you're good. Now this is...
But there is actually alcohol in 0%.
A lot of them are 0.3% volume alcohol.
So what you're saying there, Dom, is...
Yeah.
That means Tobias hasn't gone dry for 28 days. It's not 100% because you've actually had some alcohol.
Right.
You've consumed alcohol, you've swallowed alcohol. It's a tiny, 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 tiny amount, but you still have had alcohol. So, sorry about that, Tobias. You need to reset and start.
Oh,
again.
No.
Fail.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you failed.
You're going to have to do February.
Start again.
Yeah.
I'm doing dry January. Kept to it so far, although I am drinking Thursday night as it was booked back in November. So I'll do an extra day in February to make up for it. Not really missed the booze at all, says Tanners in Sheffield. Well, Tanners, if you haven't missed the booze at all, then you don't need to drink on Thursday, do you?
Exactly right.
Oh, and by the way, it doesn't count if you do dry January, but you drink on one of the days and you just do an extra day in February. It doesn't count. You have to totally reset. So sorry about that. All the best.
Yeah.
Maybe you and Tobias could... commiserate together.
Yeah, have a Fanta.
I'm doing dry January, says Amanda in Leeds. I've gone from drinking wine every day to nothing, using 0% wine. I'm going to try and keep it going. Now, why... Here's the thing. Why would you not drink for the month of January, but drink non-alcoholic stuff instead? I understand if you, like, at the end of 2 weeks go, I want a beer, so you have a non-alcoholic beer. But if you're drinking... non-alcoholic wine, I don't see the point of it. Because you're consuming the same amount of calories.
Are you? I don't know.
It's a bit psychological, isn't it?
It is. I tried a non-alcoholic wine when I was doing... I did dry January last year, guys.
What?
I don't know if I mentioned it. But it didn't taste very nice.
No.
Some of them are nice.
The beer's nice, isn't it?
You can get some... Lucky Saint, I think, is a really
Lucky
good
Saint's
one.
Lovely.
And San Miguel, 0%, tastes like San Miguel.
But if you just want the taste and don't want to get smashed, it's probably a good idea.
Also, you feel sociable, because you're not...
But what's the benefit?
You like the taste of it?
Hmm.
Yeah, but you don't like the taste of it more than the taste of alcohol.
It's like if you put Ribena, because it's nicer than water.
Yeah.
Do you like Ribena?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Chris, I'm not doing dry January and I haven't had a drink for about 3 months. I've not given up the drink. I'm just not overly bothered by it anymore. Does that make me a bit weird, says AD in Bristol?
No.
No, AD. But you need to admit the truth to yourself.
Mm.
You've stopped drinking.
Yeah.
I know so many people who are like, not had a drink for 3 months. And I'm like, what? You stopped drinking? No. No, I'm just not had a drink for 3 months. And I'm like, you've stopped.
Yeah, that's the way... That's the way to do it, though, is just say, I'm not drinking at the moment. Rather than say, I'm off the drink. It puts a lot of pressure on you, doesn't it?
If you just you've stopped.
It's good.
AD, you have stopped. And I'm not saying you need alcohol to have a good time, but you are now being relegated to the dullard section as far as your friends are concerned. And you will never really hear from them again.
But you'll be more productive and get more done, probably. I reckon.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's why all these celebs don't drink. Because they can get stuff done.
It's because they're all on a Zempic.
Right.
That's what it is.
They're all on a Zempic.
Everyone's on blooming Zempic.
Mm.
Brian Kennedy, phenomenal. I've never heard him mentioned on the radio before, says somebody. What, do you mean this Brian Kennedy who did that cover version? Put the message in the box. Put the box into a car. Drive the car. Sing it, Brian. It's Brian Kennedy, everybody. Put the box into the car. Drive the car around the world. Until you get hurt. That's a great song. Anyway, there you go. That's Brian Kennedy.
We've talked about that song before because I wrote a song that was similar and you took the whatever out of it. Leave your troubles in your bag. Leave your bag at the station. Leave the station.
That's right.
It's awful. Yes,
you did.
It was awful.
I knew Brian Kennedy back in the day, like, to say hello to, and I've not ever seen him since. And we're talking, like, early 90s.
I don't really know much
about him. And it's now 2025. And it's one of those things where I remember meeting him and knowing him for 5 minutes.
Right.
I don't know if he would remember me.
He's Northern Irish, is that right? Yeah.
Great singer. I was thinking about this. You know, I'm doing a festival later on. Has it been announced? Yeah, it has. I'm doing a festival later on this year and Hugh and Cry are on the lineup.
Great.
And I interviewed the lead singer of Hugh and Cry.
Hugh.
Cry.
Sorry.
Mr. Kane.
Yeah.
Actually, they're both called Mr. Kane because they're brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Pat Kane. And I interviewed him when I was 16 at the start of my career, and he signed my album for me.
Lovely.
And he goes, so what's the, what would be the dream? What's the goal if you're on the radio to get, you know, to get on Radio 1 or something? And I'm like, yeah, I guess, yeah. And he wrote on the album, to the next Steve Wright or something, blah, 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 blah. And then when we got moved to afternoons, we ended up doing Steve's old time slot. Mm, and yeah. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. That's a lovely thing to have. Have you still got it?
He saw the future.
Have you still got it? It's a nice thing to
keep. It's probably in Mum and Dad's attic in a big box of other pieces of vinyl. Yeah. I need to get it, actually, because I love that. It's the Ordinary Angel album, which is a fantastic album. Right, then we were talking about cover versions.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to get stuck into this. I was saying that She's the One by Robbie Williams is a cover.
Yeah.
Carl Wallinger.
I don't ever knew that.
World Party. He also wrote... Put the message in the mouth.
Yeah.
Anyway, She's the One, which you can find... Oh, jeez, I just had it here. Let me try and find it. The original version... I mean, Guy Chambers is a musical genius. He really changed this for Robbie a lot,
didn't he?
Yeah,
it's unrecognizable.
Yeah, you wouldn't even know. But this is the original version. I was her. It's very, very different.
Very different. She was me.
We were one. It's weird, isn't it?
We were
free. Such a different song. If there's somebody.
It's pretty much identical.
Anyway, somebody has texted in saying there's a famous song from the 80s that was a cover version that I never knew was a cover version. And it goes like this.
Mickey.
Correct.
That's a cover.
By Tony Basil.
Yeah.
I never knew. I think that was in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's now 2025, and we're just finding out today it's a cover version. But listen to the words. That's a little long. Think you got the right, but I think you got it wrong. How can we say goodnight so I can take you home? Kitty. It's called Kitty. Cause when
you say you will. Oh, really?
Not Mickey.
This is blowing my mind.
Right? Every night you still leave me all alone. Kitty! Yeah, Timmy! Oh, Kitty, what a pity you don't understand. You take me by the heart when you take me by the hand. Oh, Kitty, you're so pretty, can't you understand? It's girls like you, Kitty.
Wow.
What you
do, Kitty? Oh, Kitty,
you break my heart, Kitty. There you go.
Who is that? Version?
That is Racy, and that's the original version.
Hey, Kitty.
Yeah.
Well, I did not know that.
Who told me that? Oh, I'm not sure.
And Gary then, and Southend.
And then Trucker Timmy told me about this, which I didn't know about either.
Well.
Good lyrics.
Yeah.
I love songs that sound like this. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it, baby. What's this? What song is it?
I don't know yet.
Funky though, isn't it? By the way, Smooth 70s currently playing Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah.
What is it, Tom?
Well, I know it.
Yeah.
You might do. From
our home. Oh, man. What is this? We've got to move somewhere
else and still carry on. We're getting there. Here we go.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is driving Tom bad. You ready? Watch this. Watch Thomas' face.
The only way is up.
Great, isn't it?
Never knew this.
Otis Clay.
This is great.
How good is that?
Oh,
Tobias has been back on. He says, that just peed on my strawberries. Cheers, Chris. You know, because I was telling him about the alcohol content in zero alcohol stuff.
Yeah. That's right. You're doing well there, Tobias.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. It's a great version. Well, the original.
I did not know that
at all. Do you know what? Yaz kept that quiet, didn't she, back in the day?
Well, I mean, I don't know if they kept it quiet.
Plastic population weren't letting on at all.
Shall I try and find another one for you?
Yeah.
All right. You're going to have to fill for a little bit while I do a bit of searching.
Okay. There's also another one that was the original version of Black Box Right on Time.
Because that doesn't count because they sampled. Is it Loretta Holloway or something?
Yes,
they sampled her vocal. It's interesting hearing it. But do you want to hear another one that'll blow your mind? Let's try this one, shall we? Have you ever heard of John Fogerty?
No, feels I should have.
Well, he did this back in the day. I never knew that.
Is that real or is that fake?
No, that's real.
I think it's real. Oh, yeah. Jamie's just texted me. Thanks, Jamie. That's a good one. I never knew this. Well,
again, status quo kept that very quiet.
What was the Loretta Holloway one?
It was where's the text? Was it Black Box? Was it that?
Yeah. But what was the? Is it Love Sensation?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really. So all they did was take the vocals,
right?
Like some of the vocals from her, chopped up a little bit, sampled it.
Yeah.
But it's so weird if you don't know the original and you just suddenly hear a line and you're like, oh my God. Funky. I think we need a show on Radio X Disco.
I think so, yeah. Should we do a funk hour? F-U-N-K hour.
Some people we do say we do already, Dom.
Yeah.
Here we go. Come on, get down. Love Sensation. Here we go. There you go.
Wow.
There was your whoa, whoa, by the way.
Isn't it mad that somebody hears that and go, oh, I know. I'll use that.
Ready? It's such a good vibration. A feeling that I know so well. Here's one for you. You're such a hot temptation. You just walk right in and take me away. It's weird that you would then go, I'm going to have all of that apart from the last bit. So I'm going to have, you just walk right in, walk, cry. Why don't we just put the whole thing in?
The whole thing in. That's good.
Is Davo going to send you a text if I don't play a song before the break?
Very educational,
is he?
Isn't it?
Yeah, we will.
Is he? Oh, Davo's going to set an out right. Now, here's another song you wouldn't believe is a cover.
No, cover.
Right? You know this is Take That with the middle.
Yeah.
The original version was by somebody called Jimmy Eat World.
What?
What they tell themselves when you're away.
yourself off that. It's only in your head you feel left out. Look down on. Just do your best. Teach everything you can. And don't you worry what their bitter hearts are gonna say. It just takes some time. A little good and a little out the right. Never been, ever been.
Someone's just texting going, I only know the Jimmy Eat World version.
Take that version.
God, brilliant.
Gary's vocals on fire.
How many times do you want to play this rubbish song? Bring back the disco, says Josh from Norfolk. Hey, well done on texting there with your four thumbs.
Hey,
somebody else, Andy, says, loving the original disco on Radio X this morning. Can we have a full hour of it on the Platinum Hour, please? Well, Dominic is currently working on an idea for doing his own disco and funk
show. No, it's
show.
Me and you doing an hour. Right, I've got a title as well.
Do you have a title? Can we say the name of the title?
Funk You Very Much.
That's good.
Brackets for an hour.
I like that.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think that's good. I think you should pitch that to James Rear.
All right. Send an email.
And let me know how you get on.
Okay, fine.
In fact, that should be, make sure you put the name of the show in the subject title of the email.
Yeah, just that. And then
just the beginning, ... and then start the body of the text with ... You very much.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, very much.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
The Chris Miles Show.
We got an ad there. We got a song in. By the way, Pippa, we got a song in before the ads.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Press go on the all-electric SUV.
Radio X. Smart bookers, don't gamble on last-minute prices. For 12 days only, On the Beach have launched free price drop protection. If the price of your summer holes drops after you've booked, you can claim credit for the difference back. Oh yes, you heard right. There's nothing to lose. Get booked now with free price drop protection only at onthebeach.co.uk.
Terms and exclusions apply. Book by 3rd of Feb for holidays 1st of May to 31st October. Claim up to 60 days before departure. Adult protected.
On the beach.
Ready to make moves? Whether you're looking to commit or want to keep it casual, you'll find more ways to move with Better. Hit the gym, take a dip in the pool, or find your groove in a fitness class. With no contract memberships and over 240 locations across the UK, finding your fit has never been this flexible. Make your move at better.org.uk.
Your year in style with savings on every range in the Oak Furnitureland January sale. From beautiful beds to timeless sofas and dining tables, find your dream furniture today and spread the cost interest-free for up to 3 years from just $499 with no deposit. Grow your home in the Oak Furnitureland January sale. Ends Sunday. Finance T's and C's apply. Oak Furnitureland FRN 928005 is a credit broker, not a lender.
EasyJet's Big Orange Sale won't be around for long. Get up to 20% off flights to hundreds of destinations across Europe. Book now at easyjet.com. Get out there. Selected dates, book by 11 p.m. the 4th of the 2nd, 25. Flights one way. T's and C's apply.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Keep things smooth by making the move to Universal Credit. It won't be automatic, so look out for your letter telling you what you need to do and when. Ignoring it could even stop your payments. But don't worry, there's loads of support available, like a dedicated phone line, independent advice, and financial protection to help with your move. To find out more, visit gov.uk/UCMove. Eligibility criteria apply.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, loyalty!
on today's 4 till 7 thing. It's Tuesday. You know what that means? TJ's Terrific Tuesday Top 10. Today is Play Your Tarts Right. That's right. Play Your Tarts Right, your top 10 tarts. Plus, no time yesterday due to too many feeble excuses. So today, it's... Mexican handbags. We've got your best old Rochester rakes. Plus, we'll be spinning the reels of the old Mexican bandit and finding out this week's Mexican handbag.
What's it going to be? What's it going to be? What's
I don't
be?
Know. What's That's why be? I just said we're going to find out.
What's it going to be? What's it going to be?
I don't know. We're going to find out on today's 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Okay, enough razzmatazz. But it's not every day a new scratch card drops. With the new set for 5 years scratch card from the National Lottery, you could win £5,000 a month, every month, for 5 years. Pick up yours in-store today and get scratching. Search Dream Big Play Small. Rules, procedures and game-specific rules apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show. Right, that's better. Now, where were we? Radio
X. Yeah, my name is Matt Davison. I am the boss. Ooh, ooh, you, ooh. So close, but you, ooh. I won't email you, Pippa, because technically you played a song before the break.
But this is an email, is it?
Yes, it is an email, but I can hear you because I am Matt Davison, the boss, 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 the boss.
Send. Wow, it's very lively this morning for a cheese day.
Yeah.
Gosh.
So there you are. No email for you. No, he just emailed that to tell me.
Right.
Sorry. Later than previously advertised, here is the top of the hour jingle to tell you what is coming up on the Chris Moss Show today.
Radio X. Coming up, more Triumphant Tuesday talking and tunes on the greatest radio program. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman. We go through the crazy mail you sent Dominic Byrne in the post shortly. Plus, after 8, we talk to the man that sings as Robbie Williams in the Robbie Williams Better Man movie, Adam Tucker. If today is your birthday, then I'd like to wish you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
Radio X.
We're getting so many text messages about cover versions that we never knew of before. Do you want to hear another one that's going to blow your mind?
Go on. This is honestly really educational. I think it's great.
Yeah. You know, Boyzone did Not 19 Forever.
Right.
The original version is a band called Cortinas.
Cortinas?
Yeah.
Gosh. Kind of quiet, didn't they?
Yeah. And totally different vocal to Ronan's.
Right, yes.
Of course. And this is the original Radio X.
She tried to peel me off the pavement, tried to insinuate sometimes I am in danger of going too far. Sell a light to go for tea and toast. Get your hand off my thigh. In the car, she turned to me and said,
Text in saying, please can you stop doing this cover version thing? I don't know what's real anymore.
That's Jake, I think.
No, that's, yeah, Boyzone originally did it, and not 19 Forever, that's of course. It's a good one for you. James Ray.
How old is that song? As in that version?
I'm going to say off the top of my head 1967, but I have absolutely no idea. James, 60s. Do a search on James Ray, Got My Mind Set on You. I've no idea if it's 1967, Dom.
It sounds a bit 60s, doesn't it?
It does.
Released 1960.
Oh, God.
So close. And then, of course, don't forget this classic, the original version. Kasabian covered it.
Yeah.
But this is the original version.
Barack Obama.
That's it.
Barack Obama, 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 Barack Obama.
And you know, Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis. You're right. Right, let's do some letters. What have you got in your big sack?
This is a lovely thing that's been sent in from our friend Angela La 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 from Hong Kong, who writes to us occasionally, who send us, like, Hong Kong sweets or snacks.
Do you call her Angela La 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 or Angela La La?
Angela La La. Angela La. Angela. I just call her Angela. This is for Pippa.
Oh.
Morning, everyone, and Happy New Year. Hi, Pippa. As a high-flying career woman and the executive producer of the very successful Chris Moyle Show, you'll have many things to worry about on a daily basis, I imagine.
Yeah, the just worried about something today.
The one thing you shouldn't... have to worry about, though, is where to get a tissue when you want to have a little sneeze.
Oh.
Because of the aircon, which does create a bit of, you know, dust, possibly, that goes up your nose.
I do sneeze a lot. Yeah, I do.
It's not that. It's not. You have to be fair. Mm. Where Pippa sits in the studio is like a wind tunnel.
It is Baltic.
It's where it's the one bit of the studio where the ice cold aircon literally flows right on top of James and Pippa. And because James is so wee, there's not really much protection there.
No, that's true.
It's hardly a windbreaker.
No. Yeah. Straight through.
So that's what it is. The Pippa's average body temperature during the show is -6.
I know.
I think I was going to sneeze on cue then. Oh. That would be
well,
weird.
Hold it if you can. So Angela has sent you a T-shirt.
Has she?
A very practical T-shirt.
Okay.
And
I can't see where this is.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, Pip.
And here it is, Pip.
Oh, wow. Oh.
It's a T-shirt, but also a tissue holder.
That's brilliant.
Now, that is a new piece of tissue that I inserted only 10 minutes ago.
So you wear the T-shirt, it's got a face on the front, but you put tissues in the face.
Exactly.
Such a good idea.
And a little pouch.
And you will look great in that.
Well, that's the main thing, isn't it? It's like looking cool. Thanks!
Do you want to wear that now?
Probably.
Do you know? Sure.
Sure. What? The character is called, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Bo Chan. from the Japanese manga series.
Looks a bit like you, James.
Looking forward to another great year of the Chris Moyle Show. Lots of love from Angela Lala. Thank you very, very, very much.
Okay.
So it's fashionable and yes. practical.
Yeah.
And practical. Thank you. Do you know what? I need a bit of tissue now.
There you go.
And it works.
It's look at that.
And it looks excellent.
And you look great.
Do you promise?
Yes.
So you've got a...
Maybe I'll wear this later.
You've got a meeting with somebody later on, haven't you? So you could wear that.
Oh, yeah.
Please wear that, Pip, for your meeting.
You've got a meeting today.
What a
I think meeting. Pip's got a meeting today. Am I right in saying that, Pip? Is it today you've got a meeting? Is it today you're meeting somebody? Is it today?
A meeting, yeah.
Yeah. Who are you meeting?
Was that you?
Who are you meeting?
Huh?
Who are you meeting?
I'm having a meeting.
Yeah.
An official meeting with Dan Walker. No, just a meeting about business and stuff.
Oh, with who?
Business.
Dan Walker.
Oh, the woman hater.
He's not a woman hater.
That's what you said. Oh,
I've never said he's a woman hater. He's a very nice man.
So that'd be nice today. Just a laid back coffee.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
You can wear your T-shirt with a tissue poking out the middle of it. He'll like that.
Really?
Well, he likes...
I've just spilled. Can I have some tissue?
Oh, James,
what have you spilled?
Tea.
Oh, okay.
Just as well. Do you want me to do a few birthdays very quickly? Because unusually, it is actually the right day for them.
Oh, what?
Hi, Dom and the guys. It's my birthday on the 28th of January. Brackets, I'm going to be 40.
Oh.
Don't worry about it, honestly. I listen every morning. Absolutely love the show. Could you please play a song by the Pixies for my birthday?
No. It's a debate question. Show.
We've I like debate.
What are you talking about?
No, lots of love. This is from Paul Radford.
No, get lost, Paul.
Well, not get lost. Happy birthday.
Get lost.
Happy birthday.
So, yeah, thank you. Hi, here's another one. Hi, Dom. Hi, everyone else.
Happy birthday, Paul. Oh. Happy birthday, Paul. Happy birthday, Paul.
It's not a request show.
That's good. Happy birthday, Paul. Hi, Dom. Hi, everyone. Long-time listener, first-time emailer. Love the show. My wife is 47. She'll love that on the 28th of January. So could you wish her a very happy birthday from me, Darren, her husband. Now, we are celebrating... Brilliant. He hasn't actually given us the name of his
wife. You're joking.
We are celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary in July, so a happy birthday from you would start the year in an amazing way. What you got to do, Darren, if you want a birthday mention, you've got to put the name of the person whose birthday it is.
Oh, dear.
Not just Darren's wife. So happy birthday to whoever you are. You're married to Darren and you're 47.
We can do a little happy birthday for her if you want.
Thanks and keep making me laugh from Darren. Okay, yeah.
here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear wife.
Now, that is perfect.
Happy birthday, wife.
Thank you.
Generic wife.
Darren's wife. That concludes the letters. Thank you very much to Angela Lala. And Pippa obviously will be wearing that,
yeah,
I'd imagine.
Wearing it now.
You need to shove some more tissue in.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Sorry.
Happy birthday.
Do you know who will do it?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I will.
Yeah, you will. That's what I meant. Yeah. You will do it.
Dom, would you find one of those T-shirts useful?
Would I?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like have a cold. A T-shirt with a tissue dispenser.
I don't have a cold, you see. I don't.
He needs pants with a tissue dispenser.
No.
No, you're right. He doesn't.
Mine are warm enough.
He just needs a tissue dispenser.
Happy birthday to everybody, anyway. Thanks very much. Dom at radiox.co.uk if you'd like to email something in, just like they did, in fact. Or, like Angela did, you can send stuff through the post to this address.
2, 3, 4.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square, in London, WC2H, 7LA.
Later on the show this morning, we'll be speaking to a man who sings like Robbie Williams in the new Robbie Williams film, but it's not Robbie Williams. His name is Adam, and we'll talk to him after 8 o'clock.
The Chris Moyle Show.
All will be explained.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Skoda Kodiaq. Jump into electric with the plug-in hybrid.
Radio X.
Mmm. Mwah. When it's lunch o'clock... I just eat the tortilla naked burrito bowl.
Oh, I didn't know you could get those.
There's a lot you don't know, dear.
Well, I know that shirt's not coming back into fashion anytime soon.
Touché.
Get tortilla, Subway, Pret, and more delivered. For lunch and everything else.
Did somebody say Just Eat?
Charges apply. Check available restaurants in your area and opening times on justeat.co.uk for details.
If you've ever bought furniture from Fishpools, we'd like to say thank you for being part of the reason we're celebrating our 125th birthday. That's 125 years of stunning on-trend furniture and home accessories and 125 years of exceptional customer service. To celebrate, we're giving everyone up to 50% off in our winter sale, in-store and online. Fishpools, furniture experts since 1899.
Hello, business owner. So you want your employees to get their expenses, but not at the expense of your time. Get Monzo Business and you can get your employees their own expense card with personalised limits and keep an eye on live spending as it happens. Now that adds up. 500,000 businesses bank with us. When will you? Get Monzo Business. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply. Expense cards available with team, starting from £25 a month. T's and C's apply.
Calling all young creatives. Kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. Globalacademy.com.
It's the most wonderful time of...
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get access to a 3-airport lounge by booking a 5-star holiday with On the Beach. Silly bookers, well, enjoy those queues at the bar. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 7-night minimum stay, outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people, adult protected.
On the beach.
Got an untaxed car? You could hide it in a hedge or sneak it in a skip. Cloak it with some cones or outfox us with a fence. You might try to cover it, smother it, bury it in sticks. But whatever you try, you will always find that cars are hard to hide, easy to tax. So don't risk it. Tax it with DVLA at gov.uk/DVLA/tax it now or call 24/7 on 0300 123 4321.
New customers get 12 months for the price of 11 at petsinapickle.co.uk. Use code 12 for 11. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
Giddy up, cowboys. We're galloping through the show today.
Radio X. Dominic Byrne just said, I read out a letter.
Yeah.
Which was, hi, I'm Darren.
That's it.
And it's my wife's birthday. Please, can you say happy birthday to my wife? My wife's amazing. I'm Darren.
Mm.
And I'm Darren and I'm married to my wife. It's yeah. My wife to her birthday.
My wife.
But he didn't actually bother putting her name on it.
No, he didn't. Sadly, Darren.
He's just texted in and said, I'm Darren, I'm an idiot, and my wife is called Mandy. So there you are. So Mandy's birthday.
Looking in their eyes, I see a memory.
Happy birthday, Mandy.
I never realized.
And I'm sure you hate the song.
Will you marry an idiot called Darren? But it's forgot your name, oh Mandy. Darren is a big, massive idiot.
Lovely.
Yeah, and nice to hear a bit of Barry Manilow on Radio X.
Isn't it? It's
been ages. Oh, my Lord. Right. Standing at the end of time. Lovely. Right. It's 7:45 in the morning. It is Tuesday. It is January 28th. Leeds United are top of the league. Liverpool are top of the league.
Oh, yeah.
And these are the Fratellis with Chelsea Dagger. You're welcome. Off you go.
You know
back of my hotel. Oh yeah. Someone said you was asking after me, but I know you best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hard, stealing everything she got. I was born, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Well, you must be a boy with bones like that. She said you got me wrong. I would've sold them to you if I could. I just kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. And I'll see dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Found out something fascinating, didn't you, from
do you know what, this is Matthew's just text this in. Chelsea Dagger by the Fratellis is actually a cover version.
Wow.
The original was done, of course, by Robson and Jerome back in 92.
I did not know that. They also did Up on the Roof, didn't they, Robson and Jerome?
I think that was them, wasn't it?
And Unchained Melody.
Yes, now that was...
I think they wrote that.
They wrote that. It was number one for about 24
years. Do you know they were known as Robson and Jerome, but when they wrote all their big hits, yeah, they wrote under the name Jerome and Robson.
Very clever, did they?
Yeah, like McCartney and Lennon.
Yeah, very clever of them.
Right, Pippi, you said you've got a meeting today.
Yes, I do, yeah.
Oh. With, who is it again?
Little 10-minute meeting with Dan Walker. Classic FM. What's
right. That? Oh, Dan Walker, yeah.
Need for the cuckoo sound.
Here's a letter.
We dim the lights.
A young lady. We'll call her Pippa. Now, Pippa got herself involved with a man at work.
Sort of.
And... for a while, they swapped emoji WhatsApp messages, basketballs, aubergine, umbrellas, Santa Claus, cupcake,
curling stone.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
The classic curling stone.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, quite literally, out of the blue, a friendship started to blossom. It was something that Pippa had not been looking for, as she was reasonably happily married at the time.
Legally married.
Nothing to do with marriage.
Toby.
And so was the man in question.
Is.
Whose name was Dan.
Both are.
The messages carried on for a while until, inevitably, Dan, the man, asked Pippa out. On a hot, sexy date.
Sure, I need a coffee.
He put more emojis in there. Dog face, cow's udders, paid a pasta.
And Deborah duly obliged and said, I'd love to go on a hot, sexy date with you, Dan Walker.
Coffee date.
And she put her own emojis in there. A lamppost, a skip on fire, and a bus shelter with one trainer on the top.
There was nothing.
Well, anyway, that day is today. And Pippa and Dan are going for coffee after the show.
Meeting. Having a coffee meeting.
And this song will always remind Pippa of those good times.
We don't have a song.
Ah.
So.
Who's put that thing in the studio, by the
way? What thing? What is it?
By the air conditioning doodah.
Right.
Let me have a look.
What is
Someone's put in a little, tucked behind it, a photo of Dan Walker.
Oh, yeah.
Who's done that?
I don't know.
Is that yours?
James, did you do that?
I have not got anything to do with that.
What sort of, what, like a DJ photo? One of the...
What is it?
I think it's you two. There's a telltale sign on it.
Go on.
I'm going to pass it to Dom.
Come on in.
You see if you can see the telltale sign and you tell me... Who's responsible? I think it's a fridge magnet promoting Dan Walker's show on Classic FM.
There is a telltale sign.
There's a telltale sign. Do you want to show it to Pippa? Yeah. See if you can see the telltale sign there. It's got the artist's tag on it.
Absolutely.
It's got James written all over it.
It really has.
Well, I haven't been anywhere near.
Have a look at it, James.
Mm. You see?
You left your tag on there, you idiot.
Yeah. Left it.
We told you about this. If you're going to
Yeah.
It's got some toast with the word jam written on it.
That's it.
Classic.
Yeah. That's not my graffiti tag.
Yeah.
So tell us all about your hot date today.
It's not a hot date. It's a normal...
Yes, it is.
...platonic.
Yeah, it's a hot date. Whenever you buy or rent a video, you need to be aware... Sorry.
It's a normal... I say normal.
Hmm.
I'm not quite sure. We'll talk about perhaps the Trick Awards because he's like president, chairman or something.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if that means that he can get us any further.
Oh, well, he's certainly trying to get further.
Yeah, I think he is. Hashtag emoji.
It's just the whole thing's just pretty normal.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole...
He ignored me a few times.
Yeah, but now... He's absolutely not ignoring you, though, is he?
No, because he sent me flowers, and then I feel a little bit bad.
Oh, I forgot about the flowers.
Oh, yeah.
This has escalated, actually, hasn't it?
Well, now I have lots of people from Classic come to my desk.
You know how it works. Come on, you've dated guys before. Yeah. They send you flowers. Next thing is, it's saucy red lacy underwear.
That's how it works. Flammable underwear.
Edible undies and a box of milk tray.
Yep.
No, never worked like that, ever. But, yeah, so he's just, a friendship has... Brood.
I'm going to sneeze. Sorry. He's in love with you. Excuse me.
Will you get off with me, love, Dan?
Listen, Dan, if you're listening.
He's not listening. He's doing it. Well, you might be listening.
He's playing
out of his mind there, playing Beethoven.
But Dan's friends listen. One of his friends listens, doesn't he? What's his name?
Yeah.
Because he dobbed us in to Dan last time we were talking about.
Oh, yes.
He'll be the best man.
He'd love it, yeah.
He'll be best man.
He'll be all over it.
You can DJ the wedding, Chris.
Oh, it's his mate Ed. That's it, his mate Ed.
There you go.
There you go. Dan said on the radio that he shaved this morning.
Oh,
his legs.
Manscaped.
Yeah.
Have you shaved your legs today?
No,
sorry.
I don't need to. I've had them lasered.
Oh.
No.
Just for today or not?
Weird, isn't it?
I'd lasered a while ago.
So you're all coming for a coffee?
Chris and I are playing back.
I'll be there.
I'm the umpire.
Whenever you buy or rent a coffee with Dan Walker, you need to be sure of the content that you're about to experience.
Yeah.
This coffee is rated PG, which stands for Please God, Let This Be Over With Quickly. I'm Simon Bates.
Which stands for Please God, Let Me Over.
Well, that's nice. A nice romantic coffee.
Do you know what? In all seriousness, we're all behind.
And is what's the deal? Is like Toby's on board with this? Is this like where you live with the pineapple and the pampas grass and all that? Is it like
open relationship?
Yeah. Is this a thing that you're into?
No.
Just free love.
Is he on your list?
It's
free love.
Nope. It's a coffee meeting with a colleague at the work coffee place.
That's right.
Who loves you? Sorry.
I think it'd be. Do you know what? We're all behind you.
Lovely.
Please do.
Yeah. No, we're not. Literally, we're not. We're not going to be there. But
now we're sullying Dan's good Christian name as well because he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good.
George says
very lovely man. Apparently,
she's damned if she does, and she's damned if she doesn't.
Thank you, George.
That's very good.
So that's that. We're going to talk about the Trick Awards.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know what about the Trick Awards we're going to talk about.
So he's the president of those radio and television awards, isn't he?
Which we're entering today.
And, well, he's...
what a coffee you're going to have. Milk and tissue.
Thank you. We'll just... No, we're not a thruple, thank you, Bruce. It doesn't work like that.
Nice one, Bruce.
I was going to say to Dan, is there any way you can help me with our entry? That'd be brilliant.
That's what I'm going to ask.
If you've got any advice, and he'll put his hand on hers and go, oh, I can help you, all right?
Yeah, I can.
Don't you worry about that.
Let's not see making it sound all sinister and seedy.
No, that doesn't sound sinister.
Look you in the eye. I've got a trick.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I've got an award for you right here.
Look at that.
And this has been awarded to D's. D's nuts.
Sorry, Dan, if you're listening. Listening back.
I genuinely am excited for you.
Last time Dan listened back to a link, he listened back with his wife.
That's it. Oh, he's Dan's happy married.
It's all one big happy family, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mrs. Lovely Walker.
Dan Walker, his wife, you, Toby.
That's it.
It's a quad.
Do you know...
It's a quad, isn't it?
Yeah.
This would all be just the same.
Very modern.
If it was James could have said hello to Dan at the
copy once. You're right, but he didn't though, did he?
No.
And he's not in the scenario. It could have happened to any of us.
He didn't send James flowers, did he?
Didn't. Yeah.
A single flower.
Did Dan Walker send you flowers?
I didn't get any flowers.
No,
actually.
He's never sent me any basketball emojis.
No.
But you haven't been snubbed by Dan before?
No, I have.
Have you?
Obviously, in the second floor toilets. Long time ago.
So you deserve some flowers.
Yeah, but I think he's, you know, you are more deserving of the flowers because I thought that was somebody's just walking in. I thought it was Dan Walker just by walking in.
Oh, God.
Your face dropped.
Yeah. What we're saying is he's a lovely guy.
Yeah.
And
you're going to have a lovely coffee with Dan Walker. And it's great that he's now hanging out with women who he normally used to hate. But now
he's
changing his ways, isn't he? He's becoming a modern man, and that's brilliant.
And that is lovely. Thank you.
Have a lovely time.
Thank you.
Okay.
James is going to come take minutes.
No, I can't make it.
No, James is playing badminton, me and Chris.
Yeah. In charge of the rackets.
He's in charge of the rackets.
All the best, Pepper.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, all the best.
Good luck.
Thank you, Simon.
Yeah. Four. The Chris Miles Show. I like my women like I like my coffee. At work.
The Chris Miles Show.
With the Skoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
Dreaming of your next big win? Win Plus could make it happen for real. Score the latest tech, kitchen gadgets or huge cash prizes. Enter now and your winning moment could be just around the corner with winplus.co.uk. Win Plus. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Start your year in style with savings on every range in the Oak Furniture Land January sale. From beautiful beds to timeless sofas and dining tables, find your dream furniture today and spread the cost interest-free for up to 3 years from just $499 with no deposit. Grow your home in the Oak Furniture Land January sale. Ends Sunday. Finance T's and C's apply. Oak Furniture Land FRN 928005 is a credit broker, not a lender.
Keep things smooth by making the move to Universal Credit. It won't be automatic, so look out for your letter telling you what you need to do and when. Ignoring it could even stop your payments. But don't worry, there's loads of support available, like a dedicated phone line, independent advice, and financial protection to help with your move. To find out more, visit gov.uk/UCMove. Eligibility criteria apply.
You don't need an office. You need an office. You don't need a shop. You need a shop. You don't need contractors. You need contractors. What your business doesn't need one month, it might need the next. That's why with O2 Business you get automatic data rollover. And with our January sale multi-save offer, get two or more handsets and save, giving you more business can do. Search O2 Business.
New or upgrading customers only on selected tariffs. 1 month rollover. Terms apply.
The Škoda Kamiq SE Edition, our agile city SUV. Now with upgraded features as standard. Cruise control, standard. Keyless start, standard. Dual zone climate control, standard. Electric windows, folding mirrors, adjustable front seats with lumbar support. Standard, standard, standard. The Škoda Kamiq SE Edition with 0% APR on solutions PCP. There's standard and there's standard. Visit your local Škoda retailer today. Indemnities may be required. Maximum 24-month term. Škoda Finance.
Radio X. News update. Next.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours in his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with PeakSave, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 and